You're listening to a test signal from Cosmos Radio. Our programs begin shortly.
On 97.5 MHz FM, you're tuned to Cosmos Radio, the community radio service for Nottingham. This evening, we're celebrating our first year of broadcasts. And to commemorate the occasion, we now present a brief history of the station. In recent years, there has been growing criticism of the so-called local radio system in Great Britain. Many people argue that although the BBC and IBA broadcast to various localities, these stations are not run by local people. There is a lack of community involvement. Few of the presenters on these stations are truly local people, and musically they tend to restrict themselves to playing nationally recognised music at the expense of local musicians and irrespective of local tastes. In 1985, a number of Nottingham people decided that the situation had become intolerable. The group was formed with the aim of establishing an alternative to the BBC-IBA duopoly, a station which would have only local presenters and would provide a service to local artists. The station would also provide a reliable request service, another area in which the stations failed badly. Breaking with British broadcasting tradition, the station was to be run in a slightly tongue-in-cheek style, making a mockery of the fact that it would be impossible for its presenters to use their real names. This was also reflected in the name of the station, Cosmos, the Community Organised Sound Medium or something. Late in 1985, a studio site was found and equipped in the centre of Nottingham, and the components required to build the transmitters were purchased. Cosmos decided that their transmitters would match the BBC-IBA specifications, and, as a number one priority, must definitely not emit any form of interference. Numerous filtering devices were fitted to the transmitters, and by March 1986, they were ready to begin test transmissions on the carefully selected frequency of 103 MHz FM, a frequency in the newly created broadcast band, and at the time, well away from existing stations. This is what listeners to 103 would have heard in March and April 1986.
You're listening to a technical test transmission from Cosmos 103. This transmission is in preparation for our new regular service, which will commence throughout Nottinghamshire later in 1986. This is Cosmos 103. Cosmos. 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 Cosmos.
For 2 months, exhaustive tests were carried out, and an on-air date of 5th of May, a bank holiday Monday, was decided upon. The night arrived. Cosmos staff were dispersed across the length and breadth of Nottinghamshire. The transmitters were manned, the studio was complete, and all indications were that everything was fine, except the two DJs, Mike Megahertz and Steve Stylus, both had severe colds, and Steve's microphone developed a severe fault just before the on-air time. But in true Cosmos style, the show went ahead. And at 9:15 on that historic night, the airwaves of Nottingham were set free.
Feel the music, feel the music,
feel the music, the best in music.
Nice record, Jackie Graham, Set Me Free, first one off on the station on this bank holiday Monday, the 5th of May. Steve Stylus and myself, that's Mike Megahertz in the studio, playing the best in music for the next 45 minutes or so.
Broadcasting across the length and breadth of Nottingham, we are the Third Force Radio Service, Cosmos 103.
Simple Minds, and that's called Don't You Forget About Me. Before we go any further, got to say hi to a few people. Hi to Andy and Melanie out there in Broxtowe, also Ben and Claire in Woodthorpe, Mandy and also Julie out there on the Whitemore Estate, and finally in my bit, Greg and Fraser in Calverton.
Yeah, it's good to know we've got so many people listening tonight. like to say hello here to Sarah and Stephanie, who are listening over there in Carrington, and Peter and Jason, who are in Daybrook this evening, and also hello to John, Maria and Joanne, who are in Nottingham from Selston tonight. Hello to you all. Mike.
Thank you very much indeed. Here's Balco, number two, and this is called Rock Me Amadeus.
Do we have two?
Yes, we do. This is good, this one.
Bringing you all the best music. This is Cosmos 103.
Rules and regulations from We've Got a Fuzz Box, and we're going to use it.
That record's awful. Here's the Blow Monkeys, and they're digging your scene on a bank holiday Monday evening. It's Steve, that's the guy you've just heard, and Mike Megahertz in the chair. Do hope you're having a good time.
Message, baby. Listen, we're not the only two presenters that work for this station, are we? There are several others. Where are they all tonight? Where's Barry Battery, for example?
Well, Barry Battery, well, he's sorting out the old transmitter at the moment. He's in the transmitter site.
It's cold out there, you know.
It is just a little bit. There's plenty of feedback as well. It's otherwise indisposed.
Indisposed. Yeah.
And then there's Trevor Tape, of course. Now, Trevor...
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we've got to say congratulations to Trevor, because his young lady's just had a baby. Lessons in LOVE Love, level 42. Keep us moving on a Monday night. This is a pilot broadcast of Cosmos 103.
Listen, I don't know whether you've had a chance to catch any TV over the bank holiday holiday period.
TV, whoa.
Hasn't it been dreadful? Last night got to be the worst programme on the television. Catchphrase.
Hello, John Cole and the ladies on the Cosmos Radio Affair. Today, Maggie Thatcher, the Prime Minister, suggested that John Cole should be put down. And my words were, no.
Listen, what's John Cole got to do with Catchphrase?
He's got that Irish bloke.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yes. Yes, you're not wrong there.
Yeah, that stupid Irish bloke.
Wheel John Cole back in and get him to introduce the next record for us.
John Cole, coming live from Westminster, and now on the station we have Sunita and Soul Macho.
Was that all right?
No, it was dreadful.
It was dreadful, wasn't it? I know it's pretty bad, but I've got a cold. You've got a cold as well, haven't you?
Yeah, pass the tunes.
I can imagine the listeners out there flexing their biceps to this one, can't you?
Yes, I think they probably are.
Well, I don't really know, Vera.
Everything went reasonably smoothly during that first nerve-wracking broadcast. And for those of you who haven't shared Cosmos's first year, here is a random selection of what you missed.
Live from Nottingham. This is Cosmos 103.
Next week, now listen, this is serious. Next week, hopefully, we should have something very exclusive.
Yes, I know. It's quite exciting.
An interview with Wixie, the actor Nick Berry, of course, who plays behind the bar. He has a good time behind the bar. And hopefully we'll be talking to him next week.
That is a Cosmos exclusive.
That's right. It's Andy Amp and myself. That's Mike Megahertz. I'll be down there, hopefully.
Yep.
At a certain city centre night spot.
Talking of night spots.
What's that then?
Well, people, at the moment, down there in Nottingham, it is the Dance Against Time tonight in Nottingham.
That's right.
Raising money for SportAid. And we have 9 nightclubs open tonight, well into the night. We're going to play this now. Cash flow for everybody listening down there doing the Dance Against Time. Where's it at?
It's taking place tonight at Easy Street, Nottingham, Chivago's, Liberty's, Michael Isaacs, Jimmy's, The Hippo, The Club, Pieces, and Poop for Thoughts.
No, keep going, just keep dancing. You're doing a grand job.
Here's cash flow, mine or mine.
It's never enough, but your heart's gonna be.
There we go, Shell Shock from New Order. Well, while that record's been playing, Mike has been in his car driving away from home as fast as he can to get to our transmitter site over there, where he's going to talk to Barry Battery. Now, if you've been listening to Cosmos for a few weeks, you'll have heard us speak about Barry Battery, who is one of our many presenters here. Unfortunately, you've yet to hear him because he's never here. He's always out doing maintenance on the transmitter. And so what we're going to do now is cross over live to Mike and Barry outside. Mike, are you there?
Yes, thanks, Steve. I'm now out on the old transmitter site with Barry Battery sitting alongside me. Hello, Barry.
Boo. How are you doing, Mike?
Why aren't you in the studio with us?
Well, I'm just checking out a few connections on this aerial master, you know, making sure everything's in working order.
So how are things going at the moment? They're all right, are they?
Yes, fine, you know.
They couldn't be better.
That's right, yeah. Feet still aching from the other day, but...
You ran the Leicester one, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
And in fact, you finished it as well. Congratulations, well
Thank
done.
Thank you very much. And of course, climbing up and down this mess doesn't help matters.
He's a very sporty person, not like me. I'm a little bit on the fit side. Me, you'll have to give me some lessons, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Anybody want to say hello to before we... I mean, I've got to quickly dash off to the studio again.
Well, yeah, I'd like to say hello to Jeff over there in Sherwood, if he's listening, and Ian down there in Rice Park, so...
So hi to you two. Meantime, I'm going to hand you back to the studio with Steve, and this one, it's called Driving Away From Home, and it's by a band called what?
Wackadoo.
What? What's the matter with you? Are you ill or something?
What's
I don't know.
A load of old nonsense.
It's gone to his head. It's immaterial, I think.
A brand new style competition. It's a bizarre competition. None of the other stations would do anything like this, but we're not a normal station, as you will have gathered. Go upstairs to one of your bedrooms, preferably the biggest room in the house, and the one that faces the main road, and then we want you to flash your bedroom lights on and off. This is the Flasher on Cosmos 103.
The Flasher.
We have prizes for this, you know. No expense spared.
Bug Spears, new one from them, New Beginning.
Get those lights flashing.
Cosmos went on air every Wednesday evening in those early months, and everything looked rosy. Until in late July, the local BBC station, completely without warning, changed its FM frequency. This meant that Cosmos could no longer guarantee interference-free broadcasting, and so it remained off-air for a week, during which more intensive tests were conducted on the transmitters. And then, on Tuesday the 19th of August, they were reopened on the new frequency of 97.5 MHz. Here are more excerpts.
Hello, BBC, can I help you?
Yes, I wish to make a formal complaint.
Hold on, mister, I'll just put you through to formal complaints. Hello, formal complaints?
I want to know why, where once on my radio dial I could hear all the best music on Cosmos Radio, there's now nothing but mundane dross and drivel.
Yes, sir. You're referring to the actual fact that the BBC has moved its frequency of its Nottingham station.
Yes, and it's blocking out Cosmos. What are you playing at?
Well, sir, it's all to do with the Geneva Plan. It's an international frequency agreement formulated...
And look, I don't care about your plan. All I want is the fantastic music that I used to be able to hear before you started mucking everything about.
Well, why didn't you say so? You can still hear it, but it's on 97.5 MHz FM.
97.5 MHz? Oh, and how do you know that?
Well, I listen to Cosmos every Tuesday night. It's my favourite.
Please pass on the new Cosmos frequency. Tell your friends that we've moved to 97.5 MHz FM or VHF.
Cosmos, still rocking them in Nottingham on 97.5 FM.
Hello, 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 this is Cosmos Radio.
Oh.
She sounds a little bit surprised. Hello, is that Joanne?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Joanne, how are you?
Okay, thank you.
Now, you were flashing your lights, weren't you, last week?
Yes.
And a very good afternoon to you. This is Cosmos Radio. It's a Wednesday afternoon between now and 1:15. Playing you the best in music, it's the Cosmos Special on 97.5. It's the dinner break.
Over the next 45 minutes, we're going to be saying hi to people at the ROF, at Payfec at Strelly, Attenborough and Turpin, Al Price Records, the Western Gene Company, Metallifacture, BY's in Arnold, Fox's in town, people at the Midland Station, Intermotor, Crossland Filters, ABC Taxis, but to name but a few.
Oh,
that's a great record. It comes from Vince Clark, responsible for Yazoo, sounding just like Yazoo to me, and that's called Sometimes. That is going to be an absolute monster.
So the band's name there is Erasure. You know, the vocalist there sounds remarkably like Alison Moyet. Do we know who it is there?
I don't know. It's one of these copies that's sent by the record company. It's a white label, so I can't tell you. That's Billy Idol. What's that called, anyway?
To Be a Lover.
Oh, that's absolutely rubbish. Snap it. Bits of Billy Idol all over the studio.
You've just heard Billy Idol smashed live on air. There's bits of record all over the place. Goodness only knows what's going to happen when you press that button. Give over.
Here's Jermaine Stewart, the record that's sliding down the chart, but who cares? It's still a great record. Loads
millions of requests for this.
Keep asking for this one. It's called We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off, although 8 out of 10 said they prefer to.
In December, Radio Rainbow International, a very powerful Irish station, relayed one of the Cosmos transmissions, and the mail came pouring in from all over Europe.
Well, looking down from our vantage point tonight, we can see the city and the Christmas tree lights.
The lights look so good. Nottingham, the mellow city.
Yeah. With Gregory Abbott playing this one for Davina, who lives out there in Arnold's. This is called Shake You Down.
Cosmos Radio.
I've been watching you.
We had a large number of calls. We had more than we ever expected, so thank you if you rang in. But I had to be a very ignorant on the phone last week. I had to cut people off very quickly to cram them all in because the lines were only open for 15 minutes. So first of all, I must apologise to you if you were one of the people who I was rather sharp with.
Hi, I'm Frank Bruno. Whenever I'm in Nottingham, I always tune in to Cosmos Radio. It's terrific. Know what I mean, Harry?
That's the band they called Aha, and that's called Cry. Oh, the light's gone out.
We're having technical problems here just at the moment. Most stations complain about the quality of the air conditioning. At the moment, we haven't got a light anywhere in the studio, I'm afraid. The bulb's gone, and Mike's standing at the back. Just a minute, pass that torch. There's a torch over there somewhere. Hang on. Oh, dear. I've got a torch here. To all the Trent Poly students going home for the Christmas vacation, have a good crimbo. And a happy new year to all. That comes from Bill B, Phil P, Gavin S, and Mark B too. Also, hi to Kath at West Bridgeford. Mind how you go with that screwdriver.
I've mended it anyway.
Cosmos rapidly gained listeners, and on the 23rd of December, the most popular programme to date was broadcast. Throughout November and December, listeners had been asked to write in, nominating records for a poll to determine the most popular record of the year in Nottinghamshire. Each of these listeners was sent a list of the 180 nominated singles and asked to award each title a mark. 412 completed voting forms were returned, far in excess of what had been anticipated, and it was necessary for the Cosmos staff to work around the clock, entering some 74,160 statistics into the computer. The result was a definitive list of the top 100 singles in Nottinghamshire for 1986, The Cosmic Countdown.
Number 10 in The Cosmic Countdown, Level 42 with Lessons in Love.
At 9, Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel.
Number 8, West End Girls, The Pet Shop Boys.
Manic Monday, The Bangles at 7.
Number 6, Eurythmics with Thorn in My Side.
Number 5, The Bangles again, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Number 4, Madonna and True Blue.
And at 3, The House Modins and Happy Hour.
Number 2 in the Cosmic Countdown is Papa, Don't Preach, from Madonna.
What could it be? Are we taking the bets now?
The number 1 in the Cosmic Countdown is...
The Communards, and
don't leave me this way!
The appalling weather during the course of Wednesday the 14th of January brought an extra broadcast in the form of the Snowplow Service, which broadcast the latest weather information to listeners throughout the night. Baby,
George Benson, and that's called Shiver. There is a severe disruption at the Midland Station at the moment. Trains are sort of running all over the place, and this is called Surrender. As I say, if you don't have to go out, please, please, please don't, because the roads are treacherous tonight. We'll be taking a look at the weather forecast, plus taking a look at the places closed and the events not on. Here's Swing Out Sister. Good evening to you. Well, thanks to Barry, who's taking those calls and taking the cancelled events as they come in. The Royal British Legion at Radcliffe-on-Trent, their bingo session's been cancelled tonight. Also, the Market Butchers Dinner Dance, and that was at the Royal Hotel, is cancelled and is going to be rearranged. Okay. So, also, at Newark Technical College, evening classes are cancelled for tonight and also tomorrow. So if you were going to
one of the features of Cosmos has been the emphasis placed on local music. A local band special is planned for Whitsun, and already many local bands have been featured on the station, and more will follow soon. Problems. The main transmitter became flooded during a storm on the 18th of November, with a standby transmitter several miles away taking over. But this was a minor problem compared to the events of the 10th of February, when the main transmitter caught fire. On this occasion, only one backup transmitter was available, the others having been removed for stereo conversions. Amazingly, this emergency transmitter failed too, and the station went off the air. Miraculously, though, programmes did resume in stereo the following week, although on reduced power for a number of weeks. Emergency transmitters have also come into operation on two other occasions for what the staff call non-technical reasons. So, has Cosmos lived up to its initial aims? The success of any station which is subject to the constraints and restrictions imposed upon Cosmos is bound to be limited. One of the greatest disappointments of the Cosmos staff is the limited access which the public has to the station. This aspect is being tackled at present, and there will hopefully be a breakthrough here soon. The level of interest shown in the station has, however, easily exceeded our expectations. The amount of correspondence and interest from all manner of local groups has proved beyond all doubt that there is a demand for such a station in the county, though offers of advertising and sponsorship of programmes are always refused. We thank the people of Nottinghamshire for all their support during our first year, and sincerely hope that you'll stay with Cosmos as we go from strength to strength in the coming months.
Cosmos Radio, the first year, was presented by Colin Cartridge.
And now we come bang up to date. This is Cosmos Radio on Tuesday, the 5th of May, 1987.
Headphones on, microphone in position. Watch what you're doing. Decks on. The tapes on. Cue jingle.
Tune to Cosmos Radio, broadcasting on 97.5 MHz on the FM band. It's our first birthday today, and we'd just like to say thank you for making it very special for us. And on behalf of Mike Megahertz, Steve Stylus, and all the crew here at Cosmos, thanks for tuning in, and we hope that you'll keep listening in as Cosmos grows from strength to strength. Cosmos Radio, 97.5, we're rocking them in Nottingham.
Level 42, to be with you again. We have a real party atmosphere here in the studio tonight. And if you thought the excerpts you've just heard were bad, wait till you hear tonight's programme. What's in it, Mike?
I don't really know. Oh, yes, I do. We've got the results to last week's competition. We also have the final round of the Cosmos Treasure Phrase. Plus, we were saying happy birthday to all those people celebrating their birthdays on our birthday. Sounds confusing, eh? But I'm sure it'll sort itself out throughout the programme. Meantime, here's Madonna, and this is La Isla Bonita. You're in tune with Cosmos Radio. That's what she was trying to say there. Broadcasting on 97.5. Exclusively to Nottingham.
Good with a mental age of one.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Just like I'd never gone. I knew the song. The young girl with eyes like the desert. It all seems like yesterday. Not far away. Tropical island rings. All the nature wild is great. This is where I love to be. La Isla Bonita.
So nice. Madonna, La Isla Bonita. I played that one especially for Anne and Karen Trollope out there tonight, who we bumped into last night.
We were nearly lynched by them as well. I've been dreading bumping into those two. They write in nearly every week, and I was dreading it, but very nice they were.
Really?
Right, for Richard Moss, who lives out there at Brancourt, Medicine Show from Big Audio Dynamite on the Cosmos First Birthday Party. Keep it here while the music's clear on 97.5 for the final round of the treasure phrase and the results to last week's competition.
Party, party!
Covered wagon, medicine shop. Take it to a place where the healing flows. Oh, winking spirit, we got the juice. One sink is sold in shiny shoes. Oh, Judy King to Kangaroo. Santa Fe to Timbuktu. Oh, don't be fooled by imitation. This is the stuff that cured the nation. We took the tube and the high planes too. Never stopped long, just passing through. Jump on the laughter of the made of us. Makes a hopeless
many bottles for an Echo Wolf and Hall. Immunity from ridicule. It puts your brains and you're a fool. Oh, when I read in the Middle East, traded some for a hostage release. Now if you're bored, it'll give you hair. Got straight trousers, it'll give you flares.
Dynamite and Medicine Show, especially there. Why are you banging your microphone about? I told you, things go bad just on our first birthday again. That's for Richard Moss again, who lives at Bramcote, who requested Medicine Show from Big Audio Dynamite. Last week we had two writing competitions. The first one said, what do the following have in common? Mickey Mouse's dog, the lead singer of Queen, and a summer hit for Bananarama.
I don't know. What was the link?
Well, the link was that they are all planets, because if you think about it, you have Mickey Mouse's dog, which is Pluto, lead singer of Queen Freddie, Mercury, and a summer hit for Bananarama, Venus. So we have three planets there, and the first name out of the hat for this competition was Sharon Russell from Retford. Oh, dear.
From Retford, of all places.
We've had too much shampoos.
No. I'm not saying anything, I'm keeping quiet. Also, we had another competition, and it was the link. We played the Falls record, There's a Ghost in My House.
Brilliant record.
Falls, will you shut up here? Can I get a word in?
No, I've been told off about this.
Yeah,
go on
after
then.
Last night.
Yeah,
right.
Go on then.
I'm glad someone put him in his place for a change. Right, what was the connection between the links? Now you've got me going now. The Falls record, There's a Ghost in My House, which was formerly done by R. Dean Taylor, yeah? And Jamie Dean's Love Child.
Come on, we're running out of time. It's nearly 10 o'clock.
All right. Love Child. Love Child was a hit by the Supremes. And R. Dean Taylor had a hit with There's a Ghost in My House. Link being big Motown hits. Yeah.
Well done. And who won then, Mike?
Congratulations to Keith Stanton, living out there in Beeston. Congratulations. Got a few highs to say. Carl, living out there in Mapley. Hello, me old mate. How are you? Hopefully you're picking us up loud and clear tonight. Also to Lisa Becky, Joanne Blue, Dean Rob, Sue, Stephen Woolley, whose birthday it was last Saturday. Happy birthday, 19. Also to Duncan Mark and Hazel. Yeah, very good. Who got me blind drunk on Sunday. We didn't get into Half Past Five. We won't go into that now.
Oh, come on, get on with it. I'm dying to play a record here.
And finally, Neil J at Bessel Park. How yous diddling?
Perspectives ball. Perspectives ball. Perspectives ball. On every night, explanations are complete.
put ourselves on the line. Recreation is our destination, so don't wait up for us tonight.
Especially for Becky Moore at Gunthorpe, who was 14 last Sunday. Hi, Becky. I know you're listening out there at Gunthorpe tonight. Happy 14th birthday for last Sunday. And that comes with best wishes from Jenny Pallett.
Okay, and now to a guy who's always wanted to be on the radio, so we thought we'd give him a go.
Happy first birthday, Cosmos Radio.
Is that it?
No, this is the good bit. Are you ready?
Happy birthday, Cosmos Radio. Happy birthday, Cosmos Radio. Happy birthday, dear Cosmos Radio. Happy birthday to you.
That was the happy birthday I wanted to use, you know, and you wouldn't let me.
And now for the fourth and final round in the Cosmos Treasure Phrase for Spring 1987.
Listen to this week's clue, and when you've worked it out, put it with the three you already have and collect these to obtain the treasure phrase.
Tune in next week when we'll be opening our phone lines for just 10 minutes.
If you ring in next week and give the correct treasure phrase, you will win a share in our prize of 50, yes 50, 7 and 12 inch singles. Here is the final clue.
Take the first four letters of the group that recorded the original version of the recent number one hit for Ferried to get the final word in the Cosmos treasure phrase. That clue once again, take the first four letters of the group that recorded the original version of the recent number one hit for the Ferried to get the final word in the Cosmos treasure phrase.
And don't forget to tune in and phone in next week. Okay, more music this time. Brand new from Debbie Harry, remixed by the guys who are behind Dead or Alive. This is called In Love With Love. Cosmos Radio, it's a Tuesday. Aye, aye, aye. Going from strength to strength. Exclusively to Nottingham. Debbie Harry, gonna be a big hit single. That is called In Love With Love. Well, he's done it, hasn't he? I was all set to do my Passionately Madly In Love spot, but no, there's not enough time.
So yippee, aye.
Next week is gonna be a big one, right? We're gonna have loads and loads and loads of love, about 15 minutes worth of sloppy love songs. Play this one especially for Steve Campbell, for his girlfriend Susan Lumley out there in Astley, and that was gonna be the Passionately Madly In Love spot, and hopefully next week we'll be able to sort something out for you.
We've got to be going. Loads of people to thank this evening. Thanks for the first year to Barry Battery, Trevor Tape, Andy Amp, Freddie F- feedback. Vicky Volume, Kev Kilohertz, Colin Cartridge, Tony Tuner, Is Love, Cosmic Ray, Val, Paul, Glennis, all the girls at the recorder, all the porters at the Newton building, Barry's engineers, that's Roger, Mick, Quasar, Joe 45 and Joe 90, technicians Griff, Terry, Dave, John, Dak in the States and for security, Pete, Joe, John, Paddy, Martin, Eddie, Matt, Mac, Wayne, Rog, plus all our friends all around Britain, all over Europe and throughout America too. And above all, we want to thank the people of Nottingham for all your support over our first year, and we hope that you're going to stay with us as we go from strength to strength in year two. Thanks very much for tuning in, and we really, really mean that.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a safe one. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You don't have to know.